Hey everyone, this is Pastor Pete here, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer exercise that is traditionally known as Lectio Divina, which is Latin for holy reading. It's a little different than exercises that you may be used to, as there's lots of repetition and silence in them. But if you give it a chance, I think you'll find that you might hear from God or experience His presence in a unique way. So take a moment to calm yourself. Sometimes it's helpful to become aware of your breath. Our breath can help connect us to the present moment, which is where God wants to meet us. As you breathe, remember that each breath is a gift from God. I'm going to read for you Jesus' teaching about Him being the true vine, from John chapter 15. I'll read it through twice to begin, and as I read, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you from the passage, and then just hold on to that word or phrase in your mind. And so we invite you now, Holy Spirit, to speak to us as we listen to the words of Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I'll read that again, and as I do, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. And such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Now focus on the word or phrase that stood out to you. Hold on to it in your mind for the next 30 seconds. I'll read the passage again now. This time, as you're listening, I want you to keep holding your word or phrase in your mind and begin to ask God why it stood out to you. Does it connect to your life somehow? In John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Now take a minute to talk to God about why the word or phrase stood out to you. Does it connect to your life somehow? Does it connect to something happening currently? Or maybe some event from your past? Talk to God about what He's saying to you through this word or phrase. going to read through the passage one last time now. This time, ask God if he's calling you to do anything. Is there any action that he'd like you to take, or perhaps an idea that he'd like you to remember? Jesus says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Take a minute now to talk to God about if he's calling you to do something. And to conclude this exercise, God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your faithfulness in meeting with us. We thank you that you speak to us through the Holy Scriptures. Amen.